Hi, plant friends. I am hopping in here to give you an extra. This isn't an episode, but an invitation. I would love to feature you in an upcoming episode of Bloom and Grow Radio that is going to air the third week of September, which is National Indoor Plant Week. So I want to celebrate indoor gardening with you by sharing your houseplant wins or a story. So basically, I just want to hear from you. Our community episodes on Bloom and Grow Radio are so special. We've had the first one was about our stories about plants and our mothers and the connection that we have there. The most recent one was the plant fail episode, which I think we all learned so much from, hearing from people in our community, hearing lessons that they learned from plant fails. And now I just want to do a fun celebratory episode on Indoor Gardening Week featuring your story. So if you have a win, a recent houseplant win that you want to share with us, I want to hear it. If you have a recent fail and a lesson, I want to hear it. If you have a hilarious story, I want to hear it. So many of you guys I know have been connecting in our Facebook group and doing plant swaps. If you had a success about that, I want to hear it. I just want this episode to be inspiring to our community to continue cultivating this beautiful hobby of indoor gardening that we know and love. So here are the instructions if you are interested in participating. And plant friends, I sincerely hope that you call in and share your stories with me because I can't wait to share them with our community. So it's going to be the same way that we usually do with these call-in episodes. The phone number that you're going to call is going to be in the show notes, and you're going to call that phone number. It's a Google voice phone number, so it has a 3-minute max voicemail. So you have to share your story in 3 minutes max, or you can call back and do 2 3-minute voicemails for me and I'll splice them together. So I would suggest if you're going to call in, maybe have a kind of idea of what the story you're going to tell written out. For me with these episodes, I always have some sort of outline. Even if I speak from the heart, I need an outline because I know that I will personally ramble. Some people have actually typed out the entire thing they want to say and then they read it. Some people write notes and then kind of flow on the notes, or some people just call in and tell the story. Do whatever you want, but you're going to call the number, you're going to leave your voicemail, and I will select, depending on how many people we get, we'll see how many people we can fit in the episode, and we'll have a indoor plant appreciation episode featuring you guys. So look for the instructions in the show notes for that, and I will also put them on my Instagram. The deadline for that episode is going to be September 3rd, so we can get that episode up and running. So check the show notes, check my Instagram. The instructions will be everywhere. I'll probably send an email with them too, and I can't wait to hear from you. Like I said, it can be a win, it could be a loss, it could be a funny story, just anything to continue sharing and continue connecting this community that I am so in love with, aka you, my plant friends. Okay, I can't wait to hear your stories. Until Tuesday, keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.